Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to push an Amen-style swing in Ableton Live 12 and give it that pirate radio energy that makes a drum and bass loop feel alive, restless, and properly dangerous in the best way. Now, when people hear the word swing, they often think about just moving a few notes off the grid. But in DNB, especially with an Amen break, it's bigger than that. We're not just making the drums late or early. We're shaping tension. We're making the break breathe. We're building a groove that feels like it's leaning forward toward the drop, while still staying tight enough to hit hard in a club system. So the goal here is a loop that feels human, but not messy. Loose, but not falling apart. Think classic jungle energy with modern Ableton control. Let's start with the project. Set your tempo to around 170 BPM. That's a really nice sweet spot for hearing the swing clearly, and it still sits right in that classic jungle and drum and bass range. If you want it a little more contemporary, you can go faster, but 170 is perfect for this exercise. Create three key tracks. First, your Amen break. That can be a full audio loop, or a sliced break in Simpler or Drum Rack. Second, a bass track, maybe a sub or a reese. Third, a processing group or drum bus so we can shape the whole break together. If you want, add a little atmosphere or FX track too, but that's optional. If you're using a full Amen loop, don't rush to overwarp it. Keep it natural if possible. Use warp beats mode if it helps preserve the transients. If you slice the break, even better, because now you can treat the kick, snare, hats, and ghost hits like separate musical pieces instead of one rigid audio file. And that's where the first important idea comes in. Think in layers of stability. The most stable part of the groove is the kick and sub foundation. The next most stable is the main snare. The most flexible part is everything around it. Hats, ghosts, fills, tiny reverses, little pickups. That hierarchy matters, because if you swing everything equally, the groove can collapse into mush. So let's build from the spine outward. Find your core snare. In an Amen-style pattern, the snare is the anchor. That's the floor of the groove. Keep it mostly solid, usually right on the beat or only slightly behind if you want a bit of weight. A tiny delay, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, can make it feel a little more laid back, but don't drift too far. The snare has to feel like the thing the whole break is hanging from. Then bring in the ghost notes and hats. This is where the energy starts moving. You can push some of these slightly ahead, some slightly behind, depending on the feel you want. And don't forget velocity. A lot of the groove actually comes from dynamics, not just timing. A main snare might sit around 110 to 127 velocity, while ghost notes might live more around 35 to 70. That contrast makes the break feel like it has a pulse. If your break feels a bit thin, layer a short snare underneath it. Keep the layer simple. High pass it so it doesn't fight the low end. Keep it short, and keep it mono. You want punch, not extra clutter. Now let's get into the swing itself. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and try one of the built-in swing or MPC style grooves. Start subtle. For this style, subtle is usually better than extreme. You want the listener to feel the lift, not hear the loop wobble like it's auditioning for a glitch track. A good starting point is around 15 to 35% groove amount. If you push harder than that, it can start to sound forced, unless that's specifically the aesthetic you want. Also pay attention to velocity influence. If the groove adds useful dynamic shape, that can be really nice. But again, keep the snare backbone tighter than the top end movement. Here's a very useful trick. Don't swing the entire break the same way. Split it into layers if you can. Keep your core kick and snare a little more locked, and swing the hats, ghosts, and little top-ended tails more aggressively. That gives you controlled chaos. The groove stays solid where it needs to, but the top layer gives you that restless pirate radio motion. Now, let's make the break more interesting with a few edits. This is where the personality really comes alive. Take one kick out near the end of bar 1 or bar 3 to create a little pocket before the snare. Add a ghost snare pickup before the main backbeat. Repeat a tiny hat fragment, or a rim hit, so it feels like the groove is twitching. You can even throw in a short reverse slice or a small stutter before a new bar. These are small moves, but they matter a lot. The key is to make the break feel like it's leaning forward, not randomly glitching out. You want intentional tension. A really strong four-bar idea is this. Bar 1 establishes the groove. Bar 2 adds a ghost hit or a muted kick for extra push. Bar 3 repeats the core idea, but adds a snare drag or pickup. And bar 4 gives you a fill or a little break before the loop cycles again. That structure makes the pattern feel like it's breathing. If you need to nudge things around, use warp markers, clip gain, or MIDI note editing. But remember the coach note here. If the break feels late in a bad way, don't just move everything earlier. Sometimes the real issue is density, not timing. Shorten a few notes, lower a few velocities, thin it out slightly. Often that fixes the pocket without destroying the groove. Now we shape the sound. Route the break through drum bus. This is one of the easiest ways to make the loop feel physical. A little drive can add grit and make the break feel like it's coming out of a tired old speaker in the best possible way. Try drive around 5 to 15% as a starting point. If you need more thickness, use boom carefully. Crunch can add character too, but don't overdo it. You still want to hear the swing detail. Then add EQ8. Clean up the mud if the break is stepping on the bass. You may high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz, then cut some mud around 180 to 350 Hz if needed. If the hats get too sharp, tame a bit around 6 to 10 kHz. You're not trying to sterilize the break. You're just making room for it to hit properly. If the transients are too spiky, use compression lightly. A glue compressor or compressor with a moderate attack can let the snap through, while keeping the whole thing under control. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. In DNB, too much compression can flatten the life out of the break, and we want the opposite of that. Now bring in the bass. This is where the break and bass relationship matters a lot. The bass should not fight the swing. It should answer it. It should leave space for the snare, and it should phrase around the break rather than just sitting on top of it. A recent sub combo works great here, but even a simple sub line can teach the idea. Keep the sub mono and clean. For the moving layer, use detuned oscillators, unison, or a bit of filtering. In Ableton, Wavetable, Operator, or Analog are all good choices. If you want it to punch on smaller speakers, use a touch of saturator on the bass bus, but keep the sub itself clean. Try writing the bass so it avoids the main snare hits. Let it breathe. Let it call and respond with the drums. If the bass hits every beat, the groove can flatten out, but if it leaves little spaces for the snare and the ghost notes, the whole loop gets way more interesting. You can also use utility to keep the sub locked in mono, while the mid bass can be a little wider. Just keep checking mono compatibility. Especially with pirate radio style material, the low end needs to stay disciplined even while the top end gets wild. Now let's make the groove evolve. A loop with swing is good. A loop that changes over time is much better. So automate things. Open the break top end a little in the last two bars of an 8-bar phrase. Add a small filter movement before a fill. Throw a delay on a ghost snare or rim hit right before the next section. Lift the drive on drum bus slightly before a switch up, then pull it back for the main groove. These tiny automation moves make the loop feel intentional. They also add that classic pirate radio urgency, where everything feels like it's in motion, always about to spill into the next idea. Then think about arrangement. Don't stop at the 4-bar loop. Turn it into a section that could actually live inside a track. For example, start with a filtered intro. Bring in the full break groove after 8 bars. Introduce the bass after that, maybe with some variation in the drums. Then give yourself a fill, a break, or a halftime moment before the next larger section. That structure makes the swing feel like part of a real tune instead of just a demo loop. And if you want this to work in a DJ set, make sure there's space for beat matching. Leave a clean intro or outro. Don't put a fill every 4 bars. Save the bigger changes for section transitions. In DNB, restraint can make the heavy moments hit much harder. A few final teacher-style reminders. If the groove feels too stiff, don't automatically swing harder. Sometimes just nudging a few ghost notes late, or lowering a few velocities, creates more movement than applying a bigger groove amount. If the loop feels too busy, remove a couple of ghost hits. Bass is part of the groove. If the break sounds great solo but disappears when the bass comes in, check your midrange. You may need to cut a little mud or reshape the bass phrasing. And if the whole thing sounds almost right, but not quite alive, try resampling it. Print the processed break to audio, re-import it, and slice it again. That can give the groove a more committed, glued-together character. Here's a quick practice challenge before you move on. Build 3 versions of the same Amen-style loop. One tight version with minimal swing. One dirtier version with stronger ghost note motion and a bit more saturation. And one pirate version with a tiny fill, a reverse hit, and one automation move. Then listen to all 3 on headphones, speakers, and even on a phone if you can. The best version is the one that still feels energetic when the low end is less obvious. That's the real test here. Does the break make you nod on the upbeat? Does the snare still feel like the floor of the groove? Does the top end create motion without turning into clutter? If the answer is yes, you've got it. So to wrap up, Keep the snare solid. Let the ghost notes do the dancing. Use groove pool lightly. Shape the break with drum bus and EQ. Phrase the bass around the drums. And automate the energy so the loop becomes a real section. That's how you get that Amen style swing with proper Pirate Radio pressure in Ableton Live 12. All right, let's build it and make it move.